You are on Texas Standard Time.
Texas has been fighting to keep who supplies its execution drugs secret for years now. But late last week, after a long court battle, the state's highest court refused to grant an appeal of a lower court ruling that the state must reveal where it gets these drugs. Silence is not an option, apparently. Jolie McCullough covers the criminal justice system and has been reporting on this for the Texas Tribune, and she joins us now. Jolie, top of the Monday to you. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about what this case actually means. It's not so much what the Supreme Court did as much as what they did not do, right?
Right. So basically, this case is going back to 2014, and it's about revealing the supplier at the time of their pentobarbital, which is the drug used in Texas executions. And so this decision to by the Supreme Court to not review its petition to appeal the decision that it must release the name of this pharmacy.
So in short, the old ruling just holds, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the 2014 ruling said that the state must reveal. So now what? Does the state have any other avenues for appeal?
Well, there's a 15-day window for the state to file for a rehearing, which the Texas Department of Criminal Justice has said that it will do. But that's, again, with the Texas Supreme Court, so it seems unlikely that the Supreme Court will change its mind.
Now, let me ask, why is it the state wants to keep this a secret?
So they've claimed that revealing the name of the pharmacy that has provided these drugs is potentially harmful for them. They say that it could bring harm to the pharmacists. The courts have found that there was no substantial reasoning for that, that there was no probability that that would happen.
What sort of harm are they thinking might befall these pharmacists?
Basically, they're thinking that people who don't agree with the death penalty or don't agree with executions will retaliate against these pharmacists.
And what did the court say about that? They didn't believe that the state had made its case? I imagine you could say in any situation that whoever is the supplier, the informant, or what have you, that they might suffer some kind of harm.
Right. So the court had said last May that the state didn't show a substantial threat of physical harm. Basically, what the state showed was situations where there were protests at a former pharmacy where this was where the name was revealed in 2013. But the courts basically said that's not enough to constitute a threat of physical harm.
So let's say that this time passes, this 15-day window that you talk about, and the Supreme Court decides that it's not going to hear the appeal. Then how long does the state have to reveal the name of the supplier? And do we know whether it's a current supplier or just a former supplier?
So we don't know if it's a current supplier. This lawsuit is from the 2014 supplier. And in 2015, the state actually passed a law that shields all of this information. So any current supplier is by law secret to the public. We're not allowed to know anyone involved in a Texas execution, from the supplier to, you know, the person who's inserting the needle. But it wasn't a retroactive law. So this fight is over the 2014 supplier. If the court continues to deny the rehearing, seemingly Texas would have to provide that information if anyone submitted an open records request.
I don't get why this isn't moot then, because if there's already a law that shields the names of any suppliers from 2015 forward, then what are we going to learn here, and why is that an important point?
Well, we would learn who the supplier was in 2014, and Texas hasn't received a new supply of execution drugs in a little over a year now. So it's possible that the supplier in 2014 could be the same supplier that has been most recently used. But more importantly, the push by these plaintiffs is just transparency in government procedures and understanding who it is that's supplying these drugs.
Jolie McCullough is a criminal justice reporter for the Texas Tribune. Read all about it at texastribune.org. Jolie, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks again.